Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. My name is Viata. I'm your host for this evening. And thank you for joining us. And of course, we're listening to the great sound of Marvin Gaye's timeless music, What's Going On. Never loses its power, that music. We are still asking that question today, what is going on with chemtrails and GMOs and all the confusion that we see around us? This show is here to bring some clarity to the confusion that we're seeing and hearing amongst us. So thank you for joining us. If you're joining us tonight, that means that you are ready to take a journey tonight to be enlightened, to be empowered. Because Soul Purpose Healing is all about empowering you to make different choices, to get into alignment with the love, the purpose, and the power of our Creator, Yahuwah. There is such a need today with nature deficit disorders and confusion amongst our youth. We are here today to break up the confusion and bring some light and truth into the issues of our day. So thank you for tuning in. We are going to be covering off the grid today, one more step at a time. And if you tuned in the last couple of weeks, we defined off the grid. And off the grid simply and literally can mean disconnecting from the electrical grid. On another level, it means disconnecting from all those things that are not empowering you, all those things that are deceiving you, and all the other things that are keeping you from living your soul purpose. Because my experience as a master herbalist and as a life coach has taught me that when people really understand why they're here on this earth and what their soul purpose is on this earth, then they will begin to heal whatever ailments they may be having. We are all here to suffer to some degree. And that suffering should bring all of us to a new awareness of why we're here and what we should be about doing. We should be about doing our Father's business. You know, I have many Christian friends. I grew up in a very Christian family, or a grandfather who was a pastor. And my journey of ascension has taught me that man that many Christians talk about, the Christ, the Messiah, is in us. The Messiah is meant to be lived out inside of us. We are to become the Messiah. So if we keep that in mind as we journey out of religious thinking and into more spirituality and into more purpose, we will experience the healing and the empowerment that we all so desire. So thank you for, again, for tuning in. We're going to be talking about off the grid, one step at a time. not just the electrical grid, disconnecting from the electrical grid and connecting to nature's grid, but disconnecting from all those systems that are keeping us in bondage. And I was reminded of one of those systems today as I watched a movie that recently came out called American Sniper. Oh, boy, what a movie. And that just stirred up in me all sorts of thoughts about the systems that we are programmed in. And the movie, for those of you who are not aware, the movie American Sniper is a true story based on the autobiography, the book written by Chris Kyle, I believe his name is, who was a U.S. Navy SEAL. He became one of the best, or if not the best, in the history of the military. He perfected the lethal sniper activity in the U.S. military until he is a hero in the eyes of many, and he's from Texas, so they love building up their heroes. And the thought that came to me as I watched this movie was how we have been so programmed to believe that war is the answer to peace. And that, to me, is one of the grid systems that we need to begin to teach our grandchildren that there's another way. And that's why Marvin Gaye's song is so appropriate as to what is going on. War is not the answer. And we who are conscious and awake have to come up with a better program. Because what's interesting about the American Sniper movie, among many things, if you were to see the movie, it just triggered so many thoughts in my head today, that this man died by the hands of another Marine soldier, a 25-year-old man suffering with what was diagnosed, they believe, as PTSD, took it upon himself to take the rifle that was being used to train him by this Chris Kyle in a shooting session and kill him and another friend. He went off and used that rifle to kill the man who was lifted up as a hero amongst military people and the public because he killed over 200 some odd people. And interesting, in that movie, he was telling his son that it's an awesome thing to stop a heart. Edward just sent chills through my body to hear someone say that it's an awesome thing to stop a heart. And so that's the kind of programming we have had in our generations, and especially baby boomers and those before, because we have many veterans who are now gratefully waking up. Many veterans are waking up, and they are veteran organizations who are against the war in Iraq. They're veterans against the war in Iraq. So we're waking up, we're waking off. And today we want to maybe discuss a little bit about what it's going to take to get off that grid that programs our children to think that war is the answer. Because there are so many consequences to that mentality. We cannot get peace on earth if people are running around thinking that the way to find peace on earth is to kill more people. And that's kind of the mind that this Navy SEAL person had in his journey through Iraq, was that I didn't kill enough Iraqis. I didn't stop enough hearts. And so he feels like he didn't complete his mission because he didn't stop enough hearts in Iraq of really basically innocent people. And yet someone took it upon themselves in this country from this military to stop his heart. Woo, talk about karma. There's so much to be said about that, but I'm going to let some of our listeners, we have several listeners on the board tonight, and I'm going to bring in, I believe it's Brother Kwame in Georgia to voice his opinion on this. Brother Kwame, are you there?
Yes, I'm. Good evening, Radio B.
Good evening. How are you?
Okay, I'm very grateful, and thanks for asking. You know,
good.
I was just listening to, as you were putting forth the message of what you are feeling needs to be the words of this show this evening, and you were sharing with me earlier about the American Sniper. And it's really, very important how we look at that, because in being entertained, we're being entered and detained from living, knowing how to do things a better way. But it's really, you know, in divine order, in cosmic order, as to this show on this day at this time, because of the alignment. And if your listeners, this is, if I can read this, this is from the Mountain Astrologer forecast for Sunday, January the 25th. And it says, on Sundays, the Aries moon runs the outer planet gauntlet of conjunction with Uranus at 3:27 a.m. and squares to Pluto at 5:02 a.m. Equilibrium is restored. And I like what that meant. Equilibrium is being restored. This is what we're speaking about. How do we become equal in our minds again?
Mm-hmm.
Is restored with the lunar sextile to logical Mercury, because Mercury is retrograde. So we got to go back and look, you know, with communication. This is what we're using, the technology, the communication, what Mercury represents. And it says, this intelligent aspect followed by the big-hearted visionary and playful moon Jupiter fire trine at 1:52. It means, and wait a minute, I lost my place. This intellectual aspect followed by the big-hearted visionary and playful moon and Jupiter fire time at 1:52 p.m. Social disorder could be spawned by an unpredictable Venus-Uranus semi-square at 6:17 p.m. Sudden change of plans and affections are possible, although liberating ourselves from limits, and this is what we're speaking about, on how we limit on love and pleasure, our potential gifts. Retrograde Mercury's magical quintile to Saturn at 9:42, which is about an hour and 42 minutes on the East Coast time, ends the weekend with perspectives that can find reason in most seemingly unreasonable situations. And this is what you're talking about, this situation that we're in, and being able to look at a man who was trained to kill other men and then come back home and was killed by another person that was also trained to kill other men. And
right.
So it just kind of put this grid that's been created. And I had to go back and just look at it, because you were talking about PTSD, and I'm a Vietnam veteran. I very much understand what that trauma is, and
mm-hmm.
learning how to deal with that shadow man, as I found out. But what we're dealing with as a people, and especially us as black people here in America, we're dealing with PRP, and that's been, or post-traumatic slave syndrome. You know, we can look at it, because the PRP is the psychopathic racial personality. And this is something that one of my teachers, Dr. Bobby E. Wright, when he coined the phrase mental side is the mental suicide of a people, in which they look at themselves from a perspective of another race of people, which is European. And he gave us this thing where he once told us that, you know, the first thing is looking at the predator's behavior towards people and their land. They came in and took these people's land, and they took us from our land. And then the
mm-hmm.
second part is the pre-dialection. And I really like when he was talking about the pre-dialection, because they just love doing this. They love killing. That's something that's in their nature. It's something they love to do. And they also love to disconnect and to be disaffectionate, imperfection, and misdirection. And we must come back to, and what we're doing right now is having a conversation about self-reflection. And see, we have to look within and see how do we change this from this mindset of being senseless and destruction, with the destruction of nature and the people. And the ability to persuade black people to support and to protect them against their interest. And this is what he's been able to do in our own mindset and what we're committing these black-on-black crimes, in that he's persuaded us to think in such a way like him, because you were talking about the grandchildren and the children. Children, by the age that they become an adolescent, they have shown, have seen over 25,000 simulated murders by watching television programs and movies and playing now the games that they have on the computer. Because all of this is simulate killing. And this is the gist of them in putting in the mindset to feel, to be, to have no feeling about taking another person's life. Our biggest challenge as a people and as human beings is that of getting our minds straight and stopping the what? The menticide. Because you have genocide, you have suicide, and now we have the mental killing of ourselves and a people. And so it's good that you're having this dialogue, that we can come and use this technology to reconnect us to our techno-spiritual self as we're being downloaded with this new consciousness of getting back into the cosmic grid or the astral me. And so I'm very much appreciative of you calling and asking me to come on this evening. So I'll just sit back and hear what others have to say.
Wonderful. Thank you for taking us to the cosmic level, the higher level, and helping us see that it is a mental side. It is a mental action that we need to pay attention to. It starts in the mind, because the mind is what is governing the body or controlling the body. So we have another caller on area code 336. I believe that's, is that Mama AZ?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely.
Good evening.
Greetings, sister.
Greetings.
And greetings to you, my brother Kwame, my reacquainted brother, mentor, one who helped Mama AZ stay grounded without bungee cord. I wish I had a little bungee cord. and greetings to your listening audience and everybody that I have not been able to reach out to. Please forgive me, the ancestors, for the last past week or so have really revved it up with communication from me, I mean with me from the other side, and others who are on this side as well, whether they recognize they have been communicating with me in my mind, I've been picking it up. And I want to ask Brother Kwame about that and how I'm getting detached or detoxed from the grid. I am detoxing from my family. I am detoxing from people who, some of those Christians in my life who would jump over benches and fall down in the pews and wasting that energy, but that's how they came to grow here. And I'm giving thanks and getting off the grid from others who do not understand me and moving on and not taking it personally, because as my husband coined a phrase in 96 or 95, you ain't no damn Indian, Arizona. You ain't no damn Indian, you know. And I'm, all of this is coming back to detoxing, getting off the grid of people and the negativity who do not understand and understand what I'm about and don't care to. So I'm reaching out and gathering with you, my sister, through the help. And I have to send out a shout-out to the brother, your friend, and my friend for connecting us. No matter what, if nothing else, he connected you and
right.
I. And that gives me an example of how the Creator works for the greater good, even if somebody chops your head off. The Creator is in control of that ship, of you getting your head chopped off. I know that's a deep analogy, but just think about it. Put it in your peace pipe and smoke it. Okay, people?
Well, some people need their heads chopped off spiritually or metaphorically so they can clear out the mucus in the head. I've been doing
a lot
of that
literally.
Lately.
I mean physically getting their head chopped off. You know,
well,
people say, oh, you know, But that's just Mama AZ's opinion from observation and karmic, like that movie you're talking about. You know, it is what goes around comes around. So you must be mindful of how you treat people. And by all means, people, you know who I'm talking about. It ain't nice to fool with Mother Nature. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. And see, I watch movies like that with a spiritual question as to what is it you want me to learn, Creator Most High, from this move, from this man's life, because it was a true story.
Yeah.
And I immediately go home and start Googling whatever answers they didn't give me in the movie, and they don't give you the answer as to why he was killed, and they just do tell you he was killed at a gun range. And they don't give you the answer, but when I looked up the answer, I thought, wow, that's heavy karma that you could be killed by someone who did the same killing you were doing, and yet this is a 25-year-old man who killed him who was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and probably on some type of medication, which is another area of disconnecting from the medical system. This thing about getting off the grid is deep because it simply says disconnecting from the electrical grid. But I say whatever is a false or artificial power source for you is time to disconnect from. And we have so many men and women who are artificially being empowered by the medical system and the pharmaceutical industry. And so one of the lessons, again, from this movie, there's so many about this man's life, is to be mindful that you reap what you sow. If you're putting a lot of pharmaceutical drugs into your body, then what are you going to get out from that choice that you're making? In this case, a young 25-year-old man was drugged to try and treat a temporary disconnect from the Creator with probably many psychological drugs. And then his reaction to that was to take the life of another soldier. So here we are. That was the thought in my mind, is that, okay, here we are connected to another artificial source of power instead of the sun. The sun in all its implications, the sun of the Messiah that gives us life, and when we take in the life of the Messiah, we have within us all power from heaven. But if we don't do that, if we're externalizing this Messiah, that's a whole nother religious thought, is that we externalize the Messiah and put him out there somewhere, and he's coming back in the cloud somewhere to save us all, then we're connected again to an artificial source of power that is not really nourishing us and empowering us as our Creator intended when he knit us together in the womb. I think on this show Kwame has outlined very well the technical, detailed, construction that goes on in the womb of the female that is by divine hands, the divine hands that put together this human flesh, the brains, the organs, the 12 tribes within us. That is divine energy. And then we come out of the womb and we have this strange programming from our mothers and fathers and traditions, and we get this artificial, what I say, artificial source of power that at this point, with the stars lining up the way they are, the moon and everything, it's telling us disconnect. disconnect from this artificial source of power. Plug into the stones, plug into the water, plug into the nutrients in the earth that our Creator has given us to rule and reign on this earth.
And sister, so, one thing that's most important is, if you can, even if it's in a few buckets, grow something that you eat that is nourishment for your body, people. Grow something. Get your neighbors to get a few buckets. You can get them for $1 and put some holes in it with some dirt and grow stuff to eat. You know what I mean? And what's the name of that movie, sister?
The American Sniper.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank us. Okay. I got it.
So, we're talking tonight about off the grid, one step at a time. And one step that we want to take, considering the entertainment that is out there showing us the lives of individuals who have made choices that ended up in their life ending at the age of, I think it was 39 years old. And then the other young man, the killer of this Navy SEAL individual, is only 25 years old. He will be going on trial next month. So we'll probably hear a lot about PTSD and this man's life at 25 years old, who took the life of another military person, which for us who are conscious is like our brother Kwame was saying, this is all in divine order. These things are happening now because we're waking up and we're taking the steps to begin to teach our grandchildren. Some of us have children. If you're a baby boomer, we have children who are going to be dragged along with this awakening process, because they're at a place where they're stuck, and it just doesn't seem to be. There's not a lot we can say as parents at this point. They're going to have to see our actions, see our choices, and make decisions based on what happens within our lives. So they're going to be dragged along by the energy that we will lead in taking back our sanity. And then there are grandchildren, though. We can consciously begin. And when I say grandchildren, I don't just mean your blood grandchildren. I mean every child you see in a grocery store, every child you may have the opportunity to touch or talk to in a park. We are now at a place of an awareness that we have to program the minds of these young people to be that of the program of our Creator and take them out the grid that has been artificially charging them and empowering them with information like we need to go to war. The thing about war, in case you're not aware, is there are men who are profiting off this war. Every war that we've had, men are getting richer and richer off the war, while young men are losing their lives, going into PTSD, going to the Veterans Administration, getting on more drugs, committing suicide. The suicide rate for a lot of these soldiers is up and at a ridiculous rate. It's an epidemic right now. And so we're seeing the consequences of all these choices that our society, that our country has made to promote war and to profit from it. Those of us who... Go ahead.
Okay, because, I mean, it's very important, you know, all what we're sharing here in allowing ourselves to see how, one, the important part is reconnecting the child and not lose its connection to its spiritual self, because it's closer to spirit than we are, because it just left and came here into this form as a child. And so there, we have a chance to help them stay connected as the indigos, the crystalline, and the starseed children are coming in. But what I've got to ask this question, because you're putting so much emphasis on this movie the American Sniper, and I need to look at those are two human beings that committed it, but what skin are they in? Were they look like us, or do they look like them?
You mean as far as being Caucasian or
black or
melanin rich or
one or the other?
They're lacking melanin. These men are lacking melanin, that's for sure.
Okay.
They're pale skinned.
That's why I was reading about, you know, the whole part of being that perpetuator of menticide, and this is the nature of our aberrant child, and this is what you're talking about working with our children. That's one of the, when you look at scientifically, they are our aberrant child because they come from us. And so what we're having to look at and what we're being done is we're putting our children and putting ourselves in that same mindset as the adversary and giving that child the power to say that war is the answer. You know, that's what Marvin Gaye was singing about. What's going on? You know, how can we have the child that comes from the people of melanated color running the world and saying we need to kill everything and do everybody because, you know, to blow somebody's heart out, you know, and then you make a religion, you know, this is really something that he taught. He said, you know, they didn't give us good education, they didn't give us good food, they didn't give us the best of care, but somehow or the other, we think that they gave us good religion.
Right.
When the thing that is good about the religion is because it portrays the image of them and not us.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the psychological part of us seeing ourselves as what they tell you when you're kneeling down at the altar and taking communion, and the man with the black robe on and he stands there and all of his jewelry and fineness and says, "Bless you, my child." He's really saying, "Bless you, child," when
mm-hmm.
really that's the child telling you to be less than what we know that we once were. And so this is the whole psychological madness that we're caught up in, because in reconnecting to the mother and reconnecting back to our cosmic citizenship or connecting back to the astral me, what they've done is took the knowledge in which we created civilization and took it and stole it and revised it and rewrote it and rewrote it and rewrote it and rewrote it, and now they've given it to us, forcing it into you by saying that you have to send your child to our school, you have to learn this, and you have to learn this, is because they're taking the power that you are by educating you and not allowing you to fulfill the purpose that you were put into the womb to create yourself to become, to walk upon this earth.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of us, those who are listening, they may not have been listening to other shows where we talked about the melanin-rich people versus those of non-melanin skin color. And this is important because there are many of us who believe that, and I'm sure if you do the research, that all humans come from the womb of the African woman. So the African woman is one of rich melanin DNA, rich melanin, dark brown skin color. And so all races of people come from the womb of the melanin African woman. And so now we move forward today, and we have a lot of division with races and racism and all that, but what we are still aware of is that melanin is very key to understanding that the inside workings of a people and what their position on this earth is. Now, for instance, I have a granddaughter, and her mother is from Colombia. Her mother is very fair-skinned, but her mother has lots of melanin relatives in her background. She has dark-skinned people in her background, but my granddaughter is of a bronze-colored with, so far, very straight hair, and her father, of course, is my son, who is from an African-American family. So we're looking at my granddaughter, to me, appears to be of an indigo child. She has these beautiful eyes, and she reads everything with her eyes. She's very absorbent about what's going on around her. And so I look at her, this child who is of really mixed parentage in terms of ancestors. Her mother's side is very Hispanic or Colombian, if you want to call South America. That would be South American or Central America, Colombian ancestors. And my side is Native American and European, African. We're all mixed up in there. But when we talk about melanin in the skin, That's something that we all need to explore, maybe on our own as well as understand what that means, and maybe Kwame can go into that a little bit, because we're all mixed up now. We all got different genes and color, but the key to me is whether we are conscious and we are all coming together to realize that this grid has to be, we have to be disconnecting from the grid. I don't care what color you are, what your background is. If you're with us on this, if you're following along with the need to change the system's belief about war and electrical grids, then we are all one big family. So, Kwame, what do you think about that?
And that's a very excellent question. And I didn't mean to be considered, you know, devil's advocate. But what I'm looking at is that we have to begin to look at where are we going to begin? Because the thing is that once upon a time, we saw people as human beings and different cultures and how you prepared your food, how you wore your clothes, and how you were doing this was your culture. You weren't judged by the complexion, you were judged by the character. Kareem Jabbar says character is character is pain and adversity, character is forged through pain and adversity, a stepping stone to strength.
I like that.
And that's very powerful, because you were judged by your character or by your truth, you know. And this is a part, and even looking at what they wrote in their books, because they, you know, we look at the King James Version. There was two other versions before that. There was the Great Bible, and there was the Bishop's Bible, and they finally decided to stay with King James Version because they got tired of burning women and trying to make it right. And anyway,
that's old.
They kept revising the Bible, because they kept taking her out. More and more the books of the woman had to be taken out of it. And so this is John.
So now it's full of he.
Right. And you know, Moses went up the mountain, and he knew Mayat wrote 42 laws that says, I have not committed adultery, I have not done wrong against children, I have not killed or murdered. And then when he came down the mountain, he says, thou shalt not. He meant that you shouldn't, but I can. Anyway, but that's another story. I ain't going on that path.
Up the mountain with Moses, huh? We have another caller with their hand up. Let me bring that person in. Area code 608-519. You want to give us your name and your comment? Are you there? Area code 608-519. Your
hand
is up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This is Mother with Wisdom. Hi, Grandfather.
Well, greetings. I'm grateful to feel you speaking.
Yes.
Mother with Wisdom. Welcome.
She's her name is Mother Witt, and she is in Wisconsin, and she has a blog talk show, and she can give you information about her shows that she does on, what, Saturdays and Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, but I wanted to say to chime in on what you guys are saying, and it's so beautiful and it's so timely. And I just wanted to add my one little comment or thing, and that is when I listen to brothers and sisters and people divide the human race up into color and melanin content and so forth, to me that's part of the same system that broke everything. And mm-hmm. it is in the uniting of the human family that we begin to rebridge and rebuild, and that when we get to where we need to be off the grid, you're not going to be pitting each other. If you have people in your circle or in your community, you need to commune with them. You need to break bread with them. You need to trust them. You need to be able to rely upon them. And you can't do that if you're distrusting them based upon their melanin content.
Right.
Or where they are in a particular movement or system. Divide and conquer is the oldest strategy in the book. And I listened to you as you were speaking of your granddaughter and her mother and all the coloring and everything. And this is what human beings really need to understand, that we are all mixtures and that we are mm-hmm. all, there's only one earth. Only one. And it don't matter what color you are. When stuff happens that's going to cause global uprising, it ain't going to matter what color you are. It's going to, what's going to matter is, can you help? What can you do? What can you contribute? It's not going to matter what color you are. It's just like when you're in an accident or you were speaking of the war. You on the battlefield and you didn't got shot. It don't matter to you what color somebody's blood is or what color they are. If you need a transfusion or if you need this or if you need a help, you need a hand. You need a hand. You don't. Mm-hmm. No, you leave me on the field, man. You white. No, you can't carry me. You can't carry me off the field. That doesn't matter. And when we get to the point where we realize that we are one as humanity, and that we all came from the stars, and that there are many things playing out with the powers and principalities, but we have to determine who we are as spiritual beings inhabiting these human bodies. And that's what I want to take over your show. I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, sister. What part of Wisconsin are you in?
I am about 5 hours away from Chicago. So I'm in a small little rural area, little valley town.
Oh, bless you. I went to school in Madison, Wisconsin. So I drove from Chicago to Madison back and forth for 4 years. So I know the territory.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm about 3 hours out of Madison, too. So, yes.
Oh, you're cold. It's cold up there. Bless you.
It
Stay
is
warm,
so
sister.
Cold.
Yeah, I remember those days. Cold. Well, Florida's not very hot right now, but at least we're not freezing.
I
so
know.
Thank you for those words of wisdom. And that's, I think, the whole point of this movie that I watched was about understanding the energy behind people's choices. And it had nothing to do with color in my mind. It was all about the programming that men are receiving from this government and from other governments that says the answer to peace is war. And that's why I started this show off with Marvin Gaye's song. I always like to start off the show with some healing music, and I thought Marvin Gaye's song is always so relevant, even today when we are still trying to find, at least we're being deceived that the answer to war to peace is war. I think everybody on this show is very, very enlightened that war is not the answer, and we need a peace march because there's always anti-this, anti-GMO, and anti-Monsanto, and anti-this, and it's time for us to be for something. And I think when all races come together for peace, that maybe the government will start listening. But as long as we're anti-anti and complaining and not doing something, that's why I'm so grateful to be presenting this show every week and more during the week so that we can raise the consciousness of everyone who chooses to come together on this hour every week and listen and talk and discuss what we are seeing in the, not so much in the media. I don't watch a lot of television at all. So I am, that grid for me is undisconnected for the most part. I watch YouTube more than any other entertainment, and that to me is where we're going to find truth. That's one of the grids we need to disconnect from is definitely the television and use the media only for education and enlightenment and not listening to, because all the news medias are owned by one or two people, and guess what? Their agenda is to promote more war, more division, as the sister said, more, which we don't need. We are here to be unified in our mind, because as Kwame said, that's where we need the most healing, is in our mind, and it starts with us listening to one another. We don't even have to argue with one another. We just have to listen and come up and listen to all the suggestions between all the people on this call even. There are so many ideas that are for good, that for positive, that for empowering us. And one of the things before we leave is we want to be empowered about how to fight this flu season because we want to be able to disconnect from Obamacare. That's another whole nother grid system that is only it's an artificial means of power, because all the Obamacare does for us is keep us connected to the pharmaceutical medical doctor system, because Obamacare is not about empowering us to grow our own food and use food for healing, use food as medicine. That's one of the things, another thought that came out of this movie is that as long as we're connected to the government in this that grid, then we're always going to be looking to the government for entitlements and for answers to our physical problems, mental problems, all problems. We're looking to the government. So one of the ways we have to start disconnecting is to start growing our food and finding ways to prevent sickness, and we're going to let Kwame give us some ideas about that. But I think Mother Mama AZ, did you have a comment?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so kindly, sister. I do, sister Mother Witt. I appreciate what you said. That was one of the major reasons that I chose a few years ago to become a Baha'i, because of the tenacity that a lot of Caucasian people had that I'm affiliated with in Greensboro, in North Carolina. I'm not sure if you know about the Nazi Klan shooting there back in the day. This is in Greensboro. It should be up on the internet, but a lot of with Reverend Nelson Johnson and those a group of folks. But to make a long story short, they're all races coming together in the Baha'i faith. And that's what attracted me, because no matter what anybody does in any religion, Buddhist, whatever, there's good and there's not so good. However, the motto, the belief of Baha'i, and I'm not pushing anything, we are all one. We are all one, whether many Baha'i, Huhai, or whatever, do not exactly believe that. I do now. Not because I'm Baha'i. I do now because of what you said, Mother Witt. It doesn't matter what who you are, what melanated or not melanated or green or whatever, when you are in a crisis, you know, and you need to step up to the plate in emergency or non-emergency or whatever. You're not going to, or you shouldn't be concerned, well, hey, if you're not melanated enough, I can't be bothered with you. That's bull. So thank you, my sister, okay? That's just real. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reminds me of the saying that there are no atheists in a foxhole, and we are all in a foxhole, because when you look up at the chemtrails these days, you just want to go hide, but we all are trusting our Creator in this foxhole to keep our bodies strong, to help us prevent any more weaknesses in our body, and to overcome whatever dis-ease that we are currently going through. So I want to ask Kwame, as I talked to him earlier, to give us some tips, what his experience has been to help prevent some of the flus and colds. I know I have been through a real health challenge the last week, and I'm grateful at this point to be getting bringing up a lot of mucus out of my lungs. And I realized that had a lot to do with the way I was eating a lot of bread and cooked foods more than the raw foods. When my diet is 95-99% raw, I have very few health challenges. But as you slip into the cooked foods, I don't do processed foods, but when you slip more and more into cooked foods, then the mucus forms in the body if you're not actively getting rid of it and doing the herbs and the teas that'll get rid of it. You're using the food as a comfort, and believe me, bread is a comfort for me these days. So Kwame is very knowledgeable about the stones and some of the things in nature that we can use to get off the grid to help us prevent some of the diseases that many people are suffering with. So I'm going to give Kwame a few minutes before we end to help us, give us some ideas about what we should be doing to prevent flus, colds, and some of the diseases that so many people are suffering with.
Well, and I thank you for that new introduction, because I'm going like, okay, when did I get to be that?
not forget.
It's because you were saying you're the herbalist. I'm just a researcher. But the thing is I've learned to kind of learn to eat to live. And no, I'm not the greatest of it, like you were saying. You know, we have our certain addictions to certain foods that we use as comfort foods, or we use them as stimulant foods. But we've got to learn to eat to balance life. And I remember a guy, a brother from Fiji, and his name was Ray. And he had a beautiful group that he brought in from Portugal and Spain. But what he showed that and you were talking about war and having peace and the anti-protesting, he says all the anti-protesting, all the peace marching you can do that everybody's doing is not going to have any effect until you stop having the war that you're having inside of yourself first.
Right, and I agree.
Because we're putting things in ourselves that our body fights. And not knowing that this is not good for you, and it kind of gives you symptoms and things, but we overlook it and we force it into taking it, you know. And these are the parts of what we're having to understand in really the seasonal, because, you know, there are four seasons, and those four seasons are for a reason. And in that reasoning, because the energy in which the plant relatives grow in, and the things that happen with that, because January 1 was not New Year, March 21st will be the beginning of the natural New Year. And that's
spring,
when
yeah.
Nature knows that everything that's in me that everybody lives on will begin to change, except for those that's in the Southern Hemisphere, when they will be going into the hibernation or beginning the autumn state that we're leaving from, because the planet balances itself in the way that it allows itself to tilt with the sun's energy. And so, yes, you know, when I was asking about what the soldiers were, and that part, but I thank Mother Witt because she corrected me in looking at what the part is that as human beings, hue means a multitude of colors, the hues
mm-hmm.
of the rainbow. That's
mm-hmm.
what we are, because these rainbow children now are coming in. And, you know, for the last 100 years, the indigo, the rainbow, the crystallines, and even now the Blu-rays and the rainbow children are coming in. And so
mm-hmm.
we're having these generations, and what we're having to do is we've got to teach them how to use nature's drugstore.
Yes.
It's kind of like teaching them, instead of taking them to Walmart, we've got to take them to Mother Mart, Mother Nature's Mart, and allow them to do like Miss AZ was saying, you know, if it ain't nothing but to let them have a bucket on the porch and grow tomatoes and watch the tomatoes grow up out of that bucket, they will get a different perspective than everything comes out of Walmart, Kroger's, Piggly Wiggly, whatever the major chain of grocery store is in there. They will
mm-hmm.
have a different perspective in seeing how seeds work. Because when you take he had the faith of a mustard seed. A mustard seed is almost the tiniest seed that you can have. But if you go online and look online look at a picture of a mustard tree, it's bigger than oak trees. That one tiny seed will grow into that huge tree. And from that tree, all of those branches and every leaf on there is this individual person that makes that mustard tree.
Mm-hmm.
The seed is not the one, because I used to have a sign that said, you know, any man can count the seeds in an apple, only God knows how many apples are in that seed.
Right, right.
And so
every seed has a name.
What we have to look at is what man is doing, and he's modifying the seeds. What are we having now? Seedless watermelon, seedless grapes, seedless this, whatever the seedless. When you are what you eat, so if you begin to ingest the seedless, you become the seedless woman, the spermless man. And you become genetically modified, because the GMO really makes God made you an original. What you have to do is keep up the originality of what you form from the thought, the essence of the Creator created the energy of male and female. And from that male and female comes one. That cycle continues, is endless. And so what we have to begin to look at is we are the ones we have been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Yeah.
There is no mistake that we came out the womb at the exact time on the planet where we were, went through everything we did in our life to come to this right now moment and to be able
Absolutely.
To talk about what do we need to do next.
Absolutely. That's right. So, here we are teaching one another, growing, and I'll just say for me, what has helped me get back to my health has been concentrating on four food areas: fruits, vegetables, seeds, and nuts. I've been soaking almonds, soaking all my nuts, making milk nuts, and drinking that with hemp seed powder in it. So again, we are talking about getting off a food grid that is so complicated, so confusing. When you go in a grocery store and you look at all those aisles with all those boxes, just stay away from what they always tell you, stay away from the inside aisles and just go around the perimeter of the grocery store. That's usually where your best foods are, mainly your produce section. And that's where we begin to nourish the body. Even if those foods, I have found, even if those foods are not all organic, as long as Brother Kwame said they have seeds in them, the Creator will honor our choice to get back to the foods that truly are designed to nourish these awesome cells in our body. That's what's key, is getting back to foods with seed in them, mainly using, and then soaking those seeds and nuts for milks, and using the vegetables and fruits and cooking them as little as possible. And we have a hand up here, area code 315-414. We have a few minutes left. Give your name and your comment, please.
Frankie Watson.
Can you speak up a little?
Frankie Watson. Frankie?
Frankie, welcome. How are you? Speak up.
I'm breathing. I am much better, thank you. Can you hear me?
Good.
Yeah. I don't really have a comment other than to express my appreciation and gratitude for hearing all of the input just happening with this evening. And I am recuperating from the illness. And so this is just, food for thought. And it's really empowering me. So, and I appreciate every resistance that was expressed. And I express my love and appreciation. Thank you.
Speak up, sister.
Can you hear me? I just wanted to express my appreciation for all the input, and I indicated that I was recuperating from an illness, but all of the information has serviced me in one form or another. So thank you all.
Okay, thank you for calling in, and we send much good energy and love to you for strength and continued healing.
Yes.
And Mother Wisdom, tell us again what your shows are on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. I have actually two shows. One is called It Is What It Is, and it's a kind of general spirituality show dealing with all kinds of topics, but with a spiritual insight. Also, I do on Saturdays at 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Honeycomb Conversations, and it deals with sacred sexuality and the feminine essence.
Oh, that
What's
sounds interesting.
Number?
That sounds great.
Yes, and I also wanted to thank the sister who said she was Baha'i. I had a friend who's Baha'i that introduced me to the beliefs, and I have some of the prayer books of the proofs of Baha'u'llah and the mission statements and the prayers, and I read them because they are so beautiful and so potent and powerful. And, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank
and
us.
So
take
it is,
my number,
it is
sister.
What it is. Well, let me say, it is what it is. What day is that?
That's on Tuesday evenings, 8 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, and the other one is on Saturdays, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Blog
Talk. Call in number.
Ooh, okay. 347. Let's see here.
994-3005.
Thank you. Thank you, Kwame.
Hold on, brother Kwame. Call it again. Repeat it again, sir.
It's 347 area code 994-3005. Did you get it?
You go with your bad self. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I love that honeycomb conversations. I'm going to have to tune in on that one. That sounds very interesting. Well, thank you, Mother Wisdom, for joining us, and thank all of you for contributing. We do have a few minutes left. If there's anyone else who has a question or comment, now's the time to hit number one, and I'll bring you in. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up here. And anyone have any last words or questions? Now's the time.
Okay, can I share something since we're ending with her, honeycomb situation? Because
sure, go ahead.
As a man, and this is something I just picked up and found, it says, a man is only insecure about a female when he knows that she deserves better.
Mm-hmm.
A man's ego is as fragile as a woman's heart. And see, the thing that we're having to learn as men is that if this is what a man has to do, the female by nature is not an adulteress. When the heart of a woman is full of a man, no other man can get to that woman. In fact, he feels insulted and embittered if you try to get into her heart when the heart is full with the one that she loves. And see, these are the teachings that we have to do in being able to be those type of role models in our relationship with male and female energy. Because in the highest form of what we do as man and woman is a spiritual energy exchange. And in that spiritual energy exchange is the essence of the one that gave us life for us to bring forth one.
Wow,
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
thank us, Brother Kwame, for that.
Thank you,
that
Kwame.
Yes, a very major, huge confirmation, my brother. Thank you with your bad self.
Well,
so we want to tune in, Mother Wisdom Show. That would be blogtalkradio.com/itiswhatitis. And in blogtalkradio.com, Honeycomb Conversations. That's Saturday, 3 Eastern Time, and Tuesday, 8 p.m. And we will be back on Wednesday with the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. That's Wednesdays at 8. And on Thursdays, we have a new show, Homeless No More, where we will be emphasizing the way to get out of homelessness is to build your own home and grow your own food. And we're going to help people do just that. We're going to be bringing in people who have carpentry skills and pastors in the area who know of people who have carpentry skills. But our focus on Homeless No More is to help the homeless build their own homes. And even if it's a tiny house on wheels, we're going to help them and give them some wisdom and knowledge. And then help them grow their own food. There's all, like Mama AZ said, get a bucket and start putting some seeds in there. That's the way you can start. So thank you.
There's an excellent website on tiny homes, because this is the way people are downsizing, coming off and disconnecting from, you know, these huge houses and coming and condensing and getting out of that necessity to be tied into a system that perpetuates you into debt servitude.
Right. It's really so much. So many people are in debt. It's strangling them. And go ahead.
No, that's all. I mean, I was just sharing that because it's called Tiny Homes. It's on www.tinyhomes.com. And what they show you is constructs how people build, like you said, their own wheels. They're building 800, 1,000 square feet of home, because that's basically what, you know, two people, if they're retired or looking at beginning to retire, you want to get out of debt and be able to not be in a mortgage for the next 15 years. You didn't work 20 years, and now you got to turn around and spend another 10 years trying to figure out how you're going to keep paying for this mortgage you got for 30 years. But anyway,
that's
an excellent show that you're getting ready to start. And I know, you know, there's information that I could share with you, because I've kind of did that, and that's what I live in right now.
You'll have to come on Thursday and share that with our audience, because I have joined several Facebook groups that are tiny house projects, tiny house groups. I love the idea myself. As I'm trying to sell my big house right now, and believe me, I'm not going into another big house for sure. But that's the way to go, is to get a small house built. And our brother L.A., who has It's My House show, has lots of information about solar energy. We're promoting solar energy and ward wells in the land and smaller houses. That's what it's all about, because
right.
we don't want to be on the grid anymore and entangled with debt.
Right, but that's getting back on nature's grid and getting back. What we're doing is we're reconnecting to our cosmic self. We're reconnecting the womb of the Milky Way to the womb of Mother Earth and to the womb of woman.
Yes, we love that thought. Beautiful thought. So thank you all for joining us. Please join us again. Join Mother Wisdom. We have a busy schedule. We'll have every day filled pretty soon with lots of inspiring, empowering talk shows. And we are becoming one big family, a rainbow family, that is feeding each other's soul and spirit and giving everyone what they need for the week, for the day, whatever. Just tune in and bring your questions and your comments so that we can all grow and be... Yes.
I have one just quick thing. I give thanks to the Most High. On the last show Wednesday, Rock Medicine, that song that you played, the one of my students, she found it, and that woman that you had on the show, it just freaked me out. That was sent to me via card when I was park hostessing at Pettigrew State Park in North Carolina by the sister, Mama Bear, Estelle Cromer, who helped me to start my ministry, Vision One Women. And when Ms. Lily pulled it up, my sister, I nearly fell out. That same card that Mama Bear, and I have it in some of my archive information. So I know that my home planet, the seven sisters, all the ascended masters, all the ones, the Most High, are working with me through you, Brother Kwame, Mother Whip, and everybody else in the listening audience and beyond. So I give thanks, my sister, to the Most High, Sister V, for you and us.
Yes, hallelujah. I do, too. I am so grateful to have this new family of enlightened individuals, conscious individuals, and we're going to keep this going and be for peace, not against anything, but we are for unity, we are for peace, we are for love, wisdom, knowledge, and inner understanding. Hallelujah. So everybody have a great week, and we'll hear you on the radio later this week. Shalom.
I am life, I am light. I am light, I am light. I am not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. 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 Not the mistakes that I have made, or any other things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.